You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Shabbat. Shabbat, or Shabbos, is the weekly day of rest in Judaism, symbolizing the seventh day in Genesis, after the 6 days of creation. Though it is commonly said to be the Saturday of each week, it is observed from sundown on Friday until the appearance of three stars in the sky on Saturday night. The exact time, therefore, differs from week to week and from place to place, depending on the time of the sunset. The Sabbath lasts for 25 hours. Shabbat begins 18 minutes before sundown on Friday night with the lighting of the Shabbat candles and Kiddush, and ends an hour after sunset on Saturday night with the Havdalah celebration. Shabbat is observed both by positive observances, such as three festive meals, Shabbat Eve dinner, Saturday lunch, and a Saturday evening meal, and restrictions. Activities forbidden on Shabbat derive from the 39 basic actions, melachot, which is loosely translated as work or craft. There are 39 kinds of work that are forbidden on Shabbat that are derived from the Tanakh and the Talmud. Different streams of Judaism view the prohibition on work in different ways. Observant Orthodox and Conservative Jews refrain from performing the prohibited activities. These prohibited activities are based on juxtaposition of corresponding biblical passages from the kinds of work that were necessary for the construction of the tabernacle. They are not directly listed in the Torah. Elsewhere, the Mishnah observes that the laws of the Sabbath are like mountains hanging by a hair, for there are little scripture but many laws. Many religious scholars have pointed out that these labors have in common activity that is creative, or that exercises control or dominion over one's environment. Adherents of Reform Judaism and Reconstructionist Judaism, generally speaking, believe that it is up to the individual Jew to determine whether to follow those prohibitions on Shabbat or not. For example, some Jews might find writing or other activities such as cooking for leisure and enjoyment purposes to be an enjoyable activity that enhances Shabbat and its holiness, and therefore encourage such practices. Many Reform Jews believe that what constitutes work is different for each person, thus only what the person considers work is forbidden. On the more rabbinically traditional side of Reform and Reconstructionism, it is believed that these halachot, in general, may be valid, but it is up to each individual to decide how and when to apply said laws. Thus, one can find a small fraction of Jews in the progressive Jewish community who accept these laws in much the same way that Orthodox Jews do. Forbidden work on Shabbat includes sowing, plowing, reaping, binding sheaves, threshing, winnowing, selecting, grinding, sifting, kneading, baking, shearing wool, washing wool, beating wool, dyeing wool, spinning, weaving, making two loops, weaving two threads, separating two threads, tying, untying, sewing two stitches, tearing, trapping, slaughtering, flaying, salting meat, curing hide, scraping hide, cutting hide up, writing two letters, erasing two letters, building, tearing a building down, extinguishing a fire, kindling a fire, hitting with a hammer, or taking an object from the private domain to the public, or transporting an object into the public domain. There are a special Shabbatot throughout the year. Some have additional Torah readings, called a maftir, that are read after the regular Torah readings, replacing the regular maftir readings. The four parshiot. These are special Torah readings added to the regular weekly parsha in preparation for Pesach. Shabbat Shekalim is the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or Adar 2 in a leap year. The reading recalls the census taken in the wilderness. It comes from Exodus 30, verses 11 through 16. Shabbat Zachor is the Shabbat before Purim. The reading recalls the treachery of the Amalekites and the command to blot out their memory. The reading is taken from Deuteronomy 25, verses 17 through 19. Shabbat Parah is the Shabbat after Purim. The reading recalls the preparation for Pesach. The reading is Numbers 19, verses 1 through 22. Shabbat HaChodesh is the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan if it falls on Shabbat. The reading recalls the establishment of the Jewish calendar. It includes Exodus 12, verses 1 through 20. There are also other special Shabbatot. Shabbat Bereshit is the first Shabbat after Simchat Torah, when Parsha Bereshit, Genesis 1, verse 1 through 6, verse 8, is read. Shabbat Chazon is the Shabbat before Tish B'Av. The reading recalls Isaiah's vision of the destruction of the temple. The reading is Isaiah 1, verses 1 through 27. Shabbat HaGadol is the Shabbat before Pesach. The reading recalls the promise of the return of Prophet Elijah and the ushering in of the end times. This is Malachi chapter 3, verses 4 through 24. Shabbat Mevarchim is the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, when a special blessing, called the Berkat HaChodesh, is said before the beginning of the Musaf prayer. Shabbat Nachamu is the Shabbat after Tish B'Av. The reading is one of the first of seven readings between Tish B'Av and Rosh Hashanah that are designed to comfort the Jews with the promise that the temple will be rebuilt. In this case, this is Lamentations 1, verse 2. Shabbat Shira is the Shabbat when Parsha B'Shalach, which is Exodus 13, verse 17 through 17, verse 16, which includes the song at the sea, is read. Shabbat Shuva is the Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The readings deal with repentance and Hashem's mercy. These include Hosea 14, verses 2 through 10, and Micah 7, verses 18 through 20. The Shabbat candle lighting is obligatory upon all adults, including teens who are bar or bat mitzvah. It is traditional for the woman of the house to light the candles. By her lighting the candles and saying the bracha, or the blessing, all adults in the house are considered to have lit the candles. If the woman of the house is not present, the man is to perform the mitzvot. If neither is at home, the mitzvah falls upon the bar or bat mitzvah child, preferably a female. All single adults who live on their own, such as in a dorm or apartment, are required to light the Shabbat candles. After the candles have been lit, the parents bless their children and the husband blesses his wife. The family performs the mitzvot of Kiddush and with the proper bracha and has their festive Shabbat meal. Synagogue services for Shabbat begin on Friday nights after candle lighting, approximately 18 minutes before sundown. In addition, some men go to the mikveh before services. After the service, the family returns home for a festive meal. In tradition, this is a cholent. Kiddush is recited, and after the meal, Berkat HaMazon is recited. The afternoon is spent in leisurely activities and or Torah and Talmud study. Before the end of Shabbat, it is traditional to have a light third meal. Shabbat ends when three stars have been seen in the sky, approximately 42 minutes after sundown. At this point, the Havdalah ceremony is performed. The Havdalah ceremony represents the end of Shabbat. It is performed when the first three stars are seen in the sky. The ceremony uses wine, spices, and a special twisted candle. The wine represents the sweetness of Shabbat. The spices represent the feelings of peace and hope of Shabbat. And the twisted candle represents light, the first element of Hashem at the beginning of creation. Thank you for listening to Shabbat. Shalom.